Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, September 30th, 2016 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And as I say lately, a wild and dystopic ride, it definitely is. It just gets stranger all the time. And very interesting. We'll talk about some contemporary events today and just kind of the state of the union, as it were, I suppose, as we approach the culmination of the national election season, which is truly a farce in America. And I've discussed that a number of times. The national election pool is one of the first places you want to look on that. National election pool is the rebranding of the voter news service, which was disbanded, as they say, back in 2003 as a result of scandal in the controversies over the 2000 and 2002 election results. If you recall, the Ohio scandal and the Hanging Chad scandal in Florida, there was a mismatch of votes. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. The way the voter news service works is they make projections and provide exit poll analysis. And their big brag these days, according to the Wikipedia entry for the national election pool, is the organizers of the pool insist that the purpose of their quick collection of exit poll data is not to determine if an election is flawed, indeed, because we know that they all are, but rather to project winners of races. So the quick collection of their exit poll data is to project winners of races. And they say, despite past problems, they note that none of their members has incorrectly called a winner since the current system was put in place, that being this 2003 rebranding of the Voter News Service, its predecessor. So that's, to me, astonishing and remarkable. I think, as I always say, that these folks should buy lottery tickets, because to go 13 years without inaccurately calling a winner, without miscalling a winner, is just absolutely remarkable. Astonishing. It defies all logic. When you think about it, to think for a moment that someone could somehow be smart enough to survey a few people at an exit poll in a few places. And as I have always said when this comes up, who has ever even known someone to be polled at an exit poll, let alone been polled themselves? And even if you knew someone, if you were polled, who would ever disclose how they voted? That's why we vote anonymously. It's utterly absurd, therefore, to imagine that you could accurately predict winners of races based on that random, ad hoc, and sparse amount of data. It's just absurd. It defies all quantitative logic. Yet we are led to believe that somehow this little sleight of hand, this parlor trick, is responsible for these folks calling winners of races, and without error for the last 13 years, never incorrectly calling a winner since the current system was put in place. Just remarkable. So these are the folks that tell you who you voted for before you vote, when the ticker's running at 9, 10, 11 a.m. the morning, you know, of that Tuesday morning when you're voting. Just remember, they're telling you who you voted for before you got to the polls. How is it possible that they know and feed the information to your local news outlets of precisely how many votes and what percentage each candidate has? It's It's virtually impossible. So with that in mind, you can go back. You can look up, for example, Dick Gregory talking about this when he ran for president back in 1968. And I have said this scandal goes back to at least the 60s because we've had this consortium of news organizations that has been providing this service for decades, at least back to the 60s. And so the old adage, it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts that votes, comes to mind. So Dick Gregory has spoken about how he, when he ran for president in New York, he got 9 million votes, and he was predicted to be the president-elect. And obviously that was erroneous. So there was a massive news campaign. First of all, the computers were shut down. His speculation is that someone rigged the votes and somehow accidentally rigged the this system, what's now called the National Election Pool, in his favor by accident, because they misrigged the machines, so to speak, in a whimsical, farcical, erroneous turn of events. Anyway, he ended up with a projection of 9 million votes in New York, projected as the president-elect, and there was a massive news campaign to say there was a computer error, the computers were shut down, and as I understand it, Walter Cronkite even apologized to the American public, saying that, you know, they should have vetted that data, essentially. And so that is the history of the National Election Pool. Now, the scandals back in 2000 and 2002 were nothing new. They were just the most recent examples of the same scandal that seems to occur over and over and over. And if you think about the Hanging Chad incident, here's really essentially what it boils down to. The National Election Pool tells the mainstream corporate media, including your local outlets, who is winning. They are calling the winners of races. And so the vote count or the counting is supposed to correlate to the projections. The voting, the counting is rigged. The projections are rigged, but there's supposed to be a correlation there, obviously. If you have the whole system rigged, then the projection and the count need to match for people to say, ah, yes. Well, there were some the plot was foiled somewhat in the case of Florida, for example. I think it was Dade County. Anyway, if the votes were actually counted as they were, and there is no correlation between the projection and the count, then there's a problem. So what happened was there was a projection, and the word on the street was initially that the vote matched the projection. But when the votes were actually counted, lo and behold, there was a considerable disparity between the projection and what was alleged to be the vote count and the actual vote count. Can you see the problem there? Here's the projection. We say we counted. This is the actual count. Wait, no, we really did count, and there's no correlation. In fact, there's a huge disparity between the actual vote and the projection and the initial stated count. That's a huge problem. That should raise red flags everywhere, and the entire system should be shut down, and each county, each precinct should be investigated across the country independently, immediately. How do we prevent this from happening? But instead, it was blamed on Hanging Chads. Well, they weren't counted accurate. See, look, we have these dangling Chads. They weren't punched out all the way. And so that was why we had this huge disparity. And so it was, the real issue was obfuscated and occluded. And fast forward, we have this new organization, which really isn't new. It's the same old organization with the same old players and the same old hijinks telling you who you voted for before you even get to the polls. And America goes along with this charade, this parlor trick. And no one says anything, no one questions it, and apparently none are the wiser, which is very unfortunate. And again, you can find Dick Gregory talking about this in 1968 and look up the stories for yourself, the Wall Street Journal story about that incident. It's the same old scandal that has been perpetrated on the American people for decades now. Nearly 50 years at least. And so nothing new there. But speaking of that kind of cheating, there's an interesting story you'll find on the Republic Broadcasting website posted yesterday. Breaking: poker pro agrees Hillary was sending hand signals to debate moderator Holt. And this is conjectural, obviously. You can also find the story over at the Gateway Pundit by Jim Hoft. And it's an interesting story. I wouldn't say that this is reserved necessarily just to Hillary, but it's an interesting conjectural and speculative story. So as the story goes, Hillary Clinton is not above cheating, lying, or stealing to get what she wants. I will say, watching what little of the debates I could stomach, that it's interesting. To me, it's just good theater. And again, I'm reminded of the old African proverb, when elephants wrestle, the grass gets hurt. So that's really what this boils down to. And when folks like this, these terminal opportunists, get together and debate, as it were, which I think is far too kind, to me it just reminds one of the old WWF wrestling. It's just good theater. And so even though Hulk Hogan and the Sheik, or what was it, Ivan, the Russian or whatever, even though they seem to have a very contentious relationship, they're paid by the same organization, and they essentially work for the same organization. So is there really much difference? There's a whole lot of pandering that goes into that. Anyway, what's interesting, though, is watching Hillary and knowing her sociopathic and maybe serial killer type tendencies. It's interesting when they go back and forth and she hears something that she that is said about her that she doesn't like. It's interesting to me that she, you can kind of see in her eyes that maybe she wants to add one more, or more than one more, to her Arkansas list, their Arkansas list, Bill and Hillary's list, that is, of folks that walk themselves out into the middle of the field and shoot themselves in the back of the head twice, committing suicide. Right. Anyway, that's interesting. But back to the story. Hillary Clinton is not above cheating, lying, or stealing to get what she wants. So it shouldn't be any surprise that she is being accused of cheating during Monday's first presidential debate. Clinton was accused of cheating by sending hand signals to the moderator, Lester Holt. During the debate, when Clinton wanted to signal Holt, when she wanted the floor, she rubbed her face in a manner similar to a baseball manager. According to True Pundit, she has not done this in any other debates during her career, supporting the accusation that these were signals. There are a couple of videos you can watch for yourself, and So author and journalist Mike Cernovich reached out to Poker Pros to see if Hillary was signaling Lester Holt with hand gestures during Monday's debate. So Mike Cernovich tweeted, curious, do the Poker Pros like Mike Mattuso see this as a signal to moderator Lester Holt? Mike Mattuso responded, wow, I've watched the debates three times and never noticed. I felt the whole time she had the questions, but after watching that, he said she was definitely signaling. I know they were desperate, and I do agree. It's the same scratch and look at Holt every time. So, the conclusion of the story is an update after the Gateway Pundit posted this story earlier. The video was pulled on YouTube due to complaints, and the author writes, I'm fairly certain because of the nature of this video, it was not violating any copyright agreements. So Merlin SC Distribution had the video pulled, which is, oh gosh, what's his name? I forget. Merv Griffin, I think, mainly, right? And the giant monolithic production arm of Merv Griffin and friends, I want to say. Anyway, so that's just an interesting little aside to keep in mind. And so go to the story, watch the videos for yourself, see what you think. It's interesting. She hadn't been doing that before. Did she just have an itch, perhaps, on the side of her nose? Or is this just overt and flagrant signaling, cheating? Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As I said, first story posted yesterday. Interesting. That, again, you can find on the Republic Broadcasting website, republicbroadcasting.org. Breaking, Poker Pro agrees, Hillary was sending hand signals to debate moderator Holt. Interesting story by Jim Hoft, reposted from the Gateway Pundit. And so, as I said, watch for yourself, see what you think. Again, that's speculative, conjectural, but it's interesting when you see, for example, folks like Mike Mattuso. You know, most of the American public is like him. We have been conditioned to trust the nanny state. People have been conditioned to trust the nanny state. Oh, government, you know, there are generally two schools of thought when it comes to an inordinate trust in the government, so to speak. There is the school that says whether consciously or subconsciously, government always, you know, it's the best folks doing the best things. They are well-intended folks. They believe in what they're doing, and so they must be doing a great thing, something along those lines. Then there's a second school of thought for those who break and anyone that challenges the establishment narrative as far as the veracity and legitimacy of government, those sycophants and lapdogs usually respond with something like, well, yeah, but government is so inept, you know, that they can't get everything right. And so my response to that would usually be, yeah, but as the old adage goes, you can't get it wrong that many times consecutively by accident. That just doesn't happen. If it was just perpetual ineptitude, then occasionally they would get something right. The odds are that, you know, once in a while they get something right. But what we're doing, or what we see the ostensible leadership of the American government doing, is anything but that. One of the best examples that I would lean on is Obama's most recent address to the 71st session of the United Nations General Assembly. And that's a speech that many people have picked on for his words. That bizarre statement, he said, "I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action not giving up our ability to protect ourselves or pursue our core interests, but binding ourselves to international rules over the long term enhances our security. So he went through a great deal of posturing and setting up these remarks, and that was a very bizarre speech, I would say, as many folks have pointed out. So this is not the least or the smallest example of this kind of malfeasance. We see a growing effort to do this kind of thing. Meanwhile, the American public seems to be sort of anesthetized to this, which is unfortunate. Our indolence will come back to bite us. My people perish for lack of knowledge, right? According to Hosea 4. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works.
Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My friends feel as their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell.
Bottom of the first hour today, this Friday, September 30th, 2016. And I mentioned Obama's UN General Assembly speech, that 71st session speech, folks say will be his final address to the UN Security Council. And a number of folks have mentioned, there are a number of stories floating around about that phrase that I mentioned, giving up freedom. Very disturbing speech. These speeches are always disturbing. One of my favorite UN General Assembly speeches, though, was Muammar Gaddafi's speech that was supposed to last 10 or 15 minutes max, that lasted more than 100 minutes. I call it his 9/11 speech. It was probably one of the, might have been, the final straw that broke the camel's back and got him assassinated, I would speculate. But you can find that one on C-SPAN still, and it's interesting that, you know, the spelling of Muammar Gaddafi is tricky, and C-SPAN spells it M-O-A-M-M-A-R-Q-A-D-H-A-F-I. Back on September 23rd, 2009, the C-SPAN entry says Colonel Muammar Gaddafi gave his first address at the General Assembly and delivered a long address in which he spoke against the Security Council and a host of other perceived enemies while urging the world to welcome President Obama, referring to him as our son, which was interesting, wouldn't you say? In the first part of the speech,
it's very, very interesting to read the C-SPAN account and to watch it. And no one – very few people have seen this or remember it. Like I said, I call it his 9/11 truth speech. September 23rd, 2009. And how many folks have actually seen that? So, the C-SPAN entry. My screen froze a little bit. Very interesting. You know, as I said, how many folks have actually heard it? We've played it several times on this broadcast. And so the C-SPAN entry says, just below what I already read, in the first part of the speech, he focused on what he called the inherent unfairness of the United Nations. At one point, he even tore the edge of the founding charter he held in his hand, saying he agreed with the document's preamble, but nothing else. And he had many fantastic and very valid points. For example, the Security Council says that, you know, member states are protected from and by one another. So how is it that certain members of the security, why are certain UN members granted the autonomy to attack other members? And the Security Council turns a blind eye to that. And he said all kinds of very provocative things, like 9/11 should be, September 11, 2001 should be reinvestigated. Kennedy's assassination should be reinvestigated. A number of the African leaders who've been assassinated, should their deaths should be reinvestigated. Number of things. It was very, very provocative. So we don't hear about that. That was my favorite UN General Assembly address of all time. I thought it was fantastic. And that should be heralded far and wide. But we don't hear about that. Barack Obama's address, September 20th, was very bizarre, disturbing, and unsettling, as most of these speeches are. And you'll recall last year about this time was when Attorney General Loretta Lynch addressed the United Nations and discuss the Strong Cities Network. It's interesting, as I've mentioned before, in mimetic warfare fashion, in neurolinguistic programming fashion, we have a number of hashtags floating around in the social media sphere that include city and strong. I don't think that's by accident. That's a growing meme, so to speak. That, to me, is in the fashion of mimetic warfare. Direct correlation with the Strong Cities Network. And all of this nonsense, I haven't even talked about the most recent rash of shootings, but Barack Obama's UN General Assembly speech was just littered with bizarre sound bites. If you have taken a look for yourself, you know what I'm talking about. And the same old misconstruing of problems, and as a result, misconstruing of solutions, the same old contrived, manufactured problems with the same old tired, worn out solutions. It's interesting. You know, he says things like, now I will admit my belief that governments serve the individual and not the other way around is shaped by America's history. Our nation began with a promise of freedom that applied only to the few. Well, that's an interesting way to put that. When you read the Declaration of Independence, it doesn't seem to apply only to the few. The notion that all men are created equal seems to apply fairly broadly, and so we need to define terms as far as what we mean when we say all men. But again, just on the face of it, it seems to apply to far more than just to the few. But he said, because of our democratic constitution, because of our Bill of Rights, because of our ideals, ordinary people were able to organize and march and protest, and ultimately those ideas won out. Well, that's the Olinskyite community organizer, the Marxist Olinskyite community organizer speaking there, obviously. Again, ostensibly misrepresenting the truth and facts and reality and so forth. Continuing, open doors for women and minorities and workers in ways that made our economy more productive and turned our diversity into a strength. That gave innovators the chance to transform every area of human endeavor. Innovators, that's clever. That made it possible for someone like me to be elected president of the United States. Well, again, this is not an accurate representation of reality, but I digress. So he says, yes, my views are shaped by the specific experiences of America, but I do not think this story is unique to America. Look at the transformation that's taken place in countries as different as Japan and Chile and Indonesia and Botswana. The countries that have succeeded are ones in which people feel they have a stake. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but those are examples of nation building in post-World War II United Nations fashion. In Europe, the progress of those countries in the former Soviet bloc that embraced democracy stand in clear contrast to those that did not. Again, this is nation building. After all, the people of Ukraine did not take to the streets because of some plot imposed from abroad. Really? Perhaps he needs to dig around on the RAND Corporation's website a little bit and figure out that that was another contrived, fomented, orchestrated conflict perpetrated through the Western intelligence apparatus. The RAND Corporation has ample documentation of that. They took to the streets because their leadership was for sale and they had no recourse. Well, again, ostensibly misrepresenting the facts. They demanded change because they saw life get better for people in the Baltics and in Poland. Again, misrepresenting reality. Societies that were more liberal and democratic and open than their own. So those of us who believe in democracy, he said, we need to speak out forcefully because both the facts and history, I believe, are on our side. Aha. Whose facts and whose history? Because history is written by the victors, right? That doesn't mean, he said, democracies are without flaws. It does mean that the cure for what ails our democracies is greater engagement by our citizens, not less. Interesting. Yes, we have to draw everyone along, don't we? And it's interesting. You know, he says, yes, in America, there is too much money in politics, and he would know, wouldn't he? What was the last count? His campaign spent, what, $600 million to get him reelected, I think is what the number was, somewhere in that neighborhood, right? So he would know. Too much entrenched partisanship, too little participation by citizens, in part because of a patchwork of laws that makes it harder to vote. You know, it's interesting. A patchwork of laws. How about a tsunami of laws that makes it harder to function? Small businesses that suffer because of the bureaucratic red tape. And there is the old adage that in corrupt countries, the more corruption, the more hands in the middle, so to speak, reaching out for a handout or a bribe. And we seem to have more of that, more proliferating bureaus and committees and so forth, as Reagan might have put it. Seems to be more of that these days. So Barack Obama would know. But then that reminds one, I think, of Washington's farewell address or Jefferson's first inaugural address or Andrew Jackson's farewell address or so on and so on. These words, James Madison from the Federalist Papers, these kinds of words that speak directly to the debacle we're in, and the ostensible solutions that folks like Barack Obama would perpetrate on the people. So he said, too often in capitals, decision makers have forgotten that democracy needs to be driven by civic engagement from the bottom up. That reminds one of Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, from the top down and from the bottom up like a vice squeezing. Not governance by experts, Barack Obama said, from the top down. Isn't that interesting? Too often in capitals, decision makers have forgotten that democracy needs to be driven by civic engagement from the bottom up, not governance by experts from the top down. But it's actually both that they try to foist upon the people here in America in particular, and of course other places. But we should be, I think, first concerned with our own backyard. And so these are real problems, he said. And as leaders of democratic governments, where is the republic, our republican form of government? Where is the reference to that? Again, misrepresenting the facts and reality. Democratic governments make the case for democracy abroad. We better strive harder to set a better example at home. Well, interesting words, but getting more to the point. Again, it's littered his speech with very strange sound bites. For example, skipping ahead, he said there is a military component. It means being united and relentless in destroying networks like ISIL, which show no respect for human life. That reminds me of a couple of things. First of all, where did the these groups come from? You know, it's interesting. Every time these groups are encountered, it's provocative that they have intelligence connections, first of all, to the Western intelligence agencies. And studies have proven, even in recent years, that the arms that they possess are largely United States military weaponry. And as the social media graphic has pointed out, you know, it's interesting. If, for example, GOI, the company formerly known as GOI, bragged 10 years ago that they could see a dinner plate from space, and obviously that's just what they're telling the American public about the government and the military intelligence community have access to far better technology than that. If they brag about the fact they can see a dinner plate from space, they can recognize an object 18 inches in diameter. How is it we accidentally keep drop shipping weapons to these terrorist networks by accident? Funny that, isn't it? And where did these terrorist networks come from anyway? The Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, ISIL, ISIS, etc. Rhetorical question. We'll be right back. Stick around more after this break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. I have digressed into a diatribe on Obama's 71st session of the United Nations General Assembly speech back on September 20th of this month, this year, September 20th, 2016. And just kind of picking on that speech a little bit, it was a weird, bizarre, just kind of Orwellian double speak, Mad Hatter kind of spin on reality. Very strange. I'll just maybe say a few more things about that. We'll open up the phone lines in the second hour. We can talk about this. We'll talk about some more contemporary goings on. But this is very disturbing. I was deeply dismayed when I heard that statement. And again, a number of folks picked up on it and giving up freedom of action. What does freedom of action mean? But we don't ask these questions. I've mentioned repeatedly that Obama has called for nation building here in America, right here at home, as he says. And people don't ask questions. What does he mean by that? Remember, we've played that soundbite. We should play it again. You know, him saying repeatedly, 2011, 2014, I want to say, it's time for nation building here at home. Over the last decade, he said, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. America, it is time to focus on nation building here at home. Well, what does he mean? Does he mean what the Rand Corporation calls nation building? Because if that's the case, that's frightening. Nation building begins with destabilizing a place, the precursor to nation building or the stability doctrine and stabilization reconstruction is destabilization. It seems that has been happening here in America, doesn't it? And as I have mentioned before, if you look at the nation, the Beginner's Guide to Nation Building from the RAND Corporation, they say nation building involves the use of armed force to promote political reforms, which sounds strikingly synonymous with the definition of terrorism. Do we really want that here in America? But we don't ask these questions, do we? So when Barack Obama says we need to give up some freedom of action, do we ask what that means? I suggest we should, and the founders of this nation warned us strongly and admonished and exhorted us to ask those questions. We'll be right back with the second hour coming up right after this short break. Stick around.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.